This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is lunchtime, of course, 12:32. Today's topic of discussion, fast food and snack food fusion is a thing. It's a big thing. Over 1 billion units of the Taco Bell, Doritos Locos Tacos, over in the UK. A billion units shipped worldwide for that. It's essentially a huge taco, but the outside shell is a Dorito, and we think it sounds delicious. We asked what are some of your favorite Malaysian mashups that you've seen or you would like to see, and we've had quite a few responses. Jeff, what have you got first?
So Christine actually said sambal petai and shrimp tacos. I think that will go really well. I think I like that. I know, Rich, you're not a fan of it.
No.
And then Hadrian says tempoyak chicken soup is something that does exist, and it's actually very tasty. So I don't know about that.
Taste is subjective, right?
Yeah. Johan says twisty sandwich.
Ooh.
I think that will work. And then Mohan says roti canai Kit Kat.
Mohan.
They actually have that. Yeah.
I could see that working, actually.
Yeah.
It's like
Nutella roti canai in a sense, right? Yeah. So I think, roti canai for me, you know, can be like, you know, we talked about there's something that needs to be that anchor. I think roti canai can be that anchor. So you can surprise stuff in it. You know, for example, you know, if you want to make your plain roti canai a little bit more, I guess, more kick, you can do like petai in your roti canai.
Yeah.
You know, I think that will work, right? Or you just put chili padi in your roti canai itself, right? Because the roti canai is the anchor. It's like it goes well with most of the things. Then you put the surprise element.
The flavor in it.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
me too. Emin Ibrahim says salted eggs are in everything nowadays.
Fish skin.
Salted egg filled croissant, which is French for croissant, fried chicken, salted egg pineapple tart, whatever dish you name it, I'm sure there'll be a salted egg version of it. So watch out for my durian filled donut with salted egg coating coming soon.
Ooh,
see, it sounds strange.
Yeah, I've actually tried the salted egg croissant, which I wasn't really fair because I feel like the bread doesn't have enough taste to hold. So the only thing you taste is really just the salted egg, you know, in the bread itself. That's the only thing you eat. So it's like, I might as well just, you know, take it off and, you know, eat it with the spoon.
Separately.
Instead of just having it in the bread, because I don't get the bread at all. So, maybe in roti canai. Maybe a little bit more thicker. But anyways.
The glue.
Okay. We're going to move on to story number two. Do keep those suggestions coming in. As odd as they may seem to us, for you, you might like them. Mm-hmm. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. On to the list with Mr. Jeff Sandu.
Yeah, so Movinga, which is an online platform based moving company, so they specialize in relocation. They've done like various kind of insights into, you know, how, you know, where's like the best locations for opportunities, or, you know, whether it's to find a job or even to find love. They've done so many kind of research and insights. So what they've done now is they've used data to determine the best cities for entrepreneurs. So to highlight those cities that have successfully implemented business-minded legislation to help foster innovation. How they did this was they first chose 75 cities from around the world, which are renowned for their entrepreneurial spirit, their business opportunities, and also their economic growth. And then, because different industries have varying different needs in terms of the infrastructure, the legislation, and funding, they decided to focus on three specific industries which are popular with entrepreneurs, and that is restaurants, tech and digital ventures, and of course, import-export. So they determine the entrepreneur ecosystem in each city. They look into the startup costs, the opportunities for female founders, the typical time frame of setting up a new business. And then they considered which elements were needed to launch each type of business, including, you know, the cost of real estate and hospitality ecosystem to open a new restaurant, venture capital, and also the main industry growth in the tech and digital ventures. features and also logistic costs and ecosystems for the import-export. So the data relating to restaurants in particular, it gives an indication of the possibilities of starting a hospitality-based endeavor in a new city by revealing the property affordability, the available of qualified hospitality labor such as waiting staff and the quality of the market, both in terms of strength and local and also the visitor affluence. So these figures, they kind of combine all of them and they offer an insight into potentially starting a similar brick and mortar store and other hospitality and tourism ventures. So the best city, according to their very in-depth methodology and study done over 75 countries, number one to launch a restaurant is Lisbon, Portugal.
Hmm. Oh, you got me all excited, Jeff.
I know. Hang on a minute. So, you know, Lisbon has a real estate score of 93 out of 100. And this is not actually the highest. But if you go down the list, so they give you the top 10, right? So number one is Lisbon. Number two is Barcelona. Number three is Istanbul. Number four is Milan. Number five is Buenos Aires. Number six is Prague. And number seven is Kuala Lumpur.
Huh. Fancy that.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
where's Singapore in that top 10?
It's not in the top 10 list at all because number 8 is Lyon, number 9 is Montreal, and number 10 is Bratislava. So, we are technically the only Asian city in the top 10 list to open a restaurant. So if you look at the three areas, so it's real estate scores, is the human capital and the hospitality ecosystem. And if you total all of that, you would, you know, sort of get like the best, right? So Lisbon has, you know, really high a human capital score and also hospitality ecosystem, but not the highest when it comes to real estate. Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, we actually have one of the highest real estate score at 96. 0.1 out of 100. Where we kind of lose out slightly is on the hospitality ecosystem. So, you know, that's still, you know, it's impressive because we're number 7 here and our hospitality score is at 65.6 out of 100. And if you look down at Lyon has 89 out of 100 when it comes to hospitality. So there's a good gap here that we can, you know, improve in the hospitality ecosystem score itself, right? So, you know, maybe if we could focus a little bit, especially with Visit Malaysia 2020 is coming soon, right?
Yeah.
This list is going to be great for that list, for that, you know, adventure. And if you look at the top 10 cities to launch a tech and digital venture, Singapore made it into the top 10, being number 4. Of course, the best place, it's San Francisco. If you're going to launch a tech ecosystem, their score is like almost 100 at everything. London is followed closely. New York is 3rd. LA is 5th. Berlin is 6th. And then if you look at top 10 best cities to open an import-export business, Singapore is at number 1 and Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, is at number 6.
Very interesting.
So yeah, it's a very interesting list. You know, the podcast has the link to the entire research and the methodology of them doing this study as well, which is really interesting. I think, you know, a lot of government agencies and research institutes and also just SMEs can really sort of look into their methodology and understand where is it the areas that perhaps you can improve your own businesses. And, you know, Visit Malaysia 2020 is coming up soon. So, you know, we should ride on this. So this is very positive output.
The list for top 10 cities to launch a tech or digital venture, I think Singapore has block 72, block 77, something like that, which is their own hub, their own Silicon Valley that sort of replicates what they do in San Fran. But if you look at the main industries for growth, it's interesting because Singapore's the only one that has blockchain in it.
Because they have actually real use cases, and I think there are, you know, at least 10 companies that I've spoken to, they all have a HQ in Singapore. They've done blockchain for, you know, enterprise use cases. So it's not just like, you know, here we talk about blockchain. You know, we've got a couple of companies that we've done, more than a couple of companies, but they're really out there and you could really see them. then they traveled to the US. I actually met them when I was in the US.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you look, you know, like a Malaysian Singaporean. Go, oh yeah, we're Singapore, we're doing a blockchain company. And go like, oh wow, what brings you to the US? Blockchain.
Which is the future tech. It's the most futuristic tech in all of it, because it says like financial services, AI, e-commerce. It's not bad, but it's not new. Blockchain's the only super new tech, and the stuff that people's talking about for the future. And I think if we want to get into like any list, that should be the list that we aim for, because entrepreneurs in Singapore will tell you that foreign companies like coming there because it's easy to invest. It's easy to build their companies, and it's easy to look for startups to invest in. They are super accommodative to foreign and international companies, especially the big guys like the Googles, the Facebooks. People want to experiment in the Asian market. Singapore is it. So that will be like an interesting list to get on.
We've got to take a short break, ladies and gents. We're talking about fast food fusion, Instagram ready and dripping with calories, the curious world of fast food snack food fusion. We're asking you what Malaysian examples have you seen or would you like to see? Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. There's a huge market in this. The Doritos thing at Taco Bell shifted over 1 billion units just last year. Let us know. We'll take a short break with some Beach Boys, I Get Around, up here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.